guys get ready.
Where are you based out of?
Brr, it's cold. Well, I'm based pretty much in San Francisco, okay. California, but I spend all my year traveling around and doing these wonderful shows. I start by saying I'm so happy to be here. This is my first Dragon Con.
All right.
And I haven't been in Atlanta for many years, I'm thrilled and excited to be here. It's so much fun, and it's such a... I love these cons. I love the walking through and seeing people filled with happiness and joy and, you know, living their passions and their dreams and dressing the way they want and being free. It's everything that's great, I think, about our world is people being able to express themselves and have a great time, you know. I'm a huge believer in living your passions and your dreams and following your own heart and deciding what you want to do through your joy and through your happiness, you know. I never knew I wanted to be an actor, but it happened because I know I wanted to be happy. And when it came to crashing an audition for Mario, a character I had never heard of, I just walked in the door, got the directions, start talking, have fun. When you run out of things to say, that's the end of your audition. And I didn't stop for 30 minutes until I heard, stop talking, cut, there's no more tape, thank you, we'll be in touch, you know, which I thought was the kiss of death, but it was the opening of a door now for 27 absolutely marvelous, happy, fun-filled years of doing these characters that I absolutely love, working with people at Nintendo that I absolutely love working with, doing creative projects and having fun, and then traveling the world and meeting wonderful people who share my joy and share my love and share my passion for Mario and for Luigi. And just to say, I do, it's me, Mario, and Luigi too, ho ho, and Wario, have a rotten day, and Luigi, and baby Luigi, and baby Mario, let's go. So I get to play, I get everybody, a fan came up to me at a con recently and said, oh, yes, you play everyone with hats. And I went, yes, I do. I play everybody with hats. So if you have a hat, I will play you. I just... is the message of that one, I guess. It's just so funny. People have such a passion for it, you know, and I think it's just so great that people can have these characters that give them joy and then come to these places and meet people and friends for life, because you don't get much of a chance to do that, really. You know, the most people go into their work every day and, you know, that's what they do, that you can meet your office people. But you come to a place like Dragon Con and you meet other people who are into that anime that you love and know all the details that you love. And it's just, you can just meet friends for life. I've actually met people who got married at these things, you know. Well, we met each other, we both share the same, you know, animation thing, and we both love that, and then, you know, we went on a date, and then, you know. So I think it's just great. I think it's everything good. So that's my opening hello.
Hello.
Quentin with Operation Rainfall.
Hi.
Hello. You recently voiced Mario Luigi in Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Yeah.
How was it taking a direction from Ubisoft versus Nintendo?
We have a, you know, we sort of share in that joy and fun. So that was fun. I've done so many different projects over the years that were just about having fun, and that's what I do. You know, it's like, come play in our sandbox, and I go, yippee! You know, and then that's what I do. I go play in the sandbox, you know, and you know, I'm thrilled for that game. I'm thrilled for Odyssey. I'm so excited of that one. I brought actually a Mario Odyssey t-shirt because I'm so excited about that game, and it's just fun. You know, I think one of the things that sets my life apart is I get to work with people that I love working with, but there's such a joy and such a passion and such a love for video games in every single person. You go into a Nintendo office and everybody there, and it's the same at Ubisoft, it's the same at Electronic Arts, you go in and everybody loves the games, but there's this certain level of passion at Nintendo that I just, it's just so beautiful that they love the games, they love the characters, and it's the drive that moves the technology forward, I think, is born out of the absolute love for the game. You know, let's make it fun.
Preston Burt with Geek Dad.
Hi.
I was wondering, you know, you said you didn't really know who you were reading for Mario.
Yeah.
Did you have previous exposure to gaming? Were you a fan of pinball maybe back in the day?
Well, you know, we used to play pinball machines when I lived in Spain and France, you know, I had played boom, boom, ping, you know, I was terrible because I'd start getting nervous and then the paddle would go the wrong way. And I also, you know, of course, you know, whacka, 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 you know, and we played Tank and Space Invaders. But that was my last exposure was, you know, that sort of gaming. So I just didn't even know that there was gaming there, you know. So it was, yippee! But I love the character of Mario, you know, the joy, the happiness, the fun. It's something that I want more for myself. Courageous, optimistic, happy, you know, it's such a great, wonderful character that I think lasts for so many years, because if you look at the very first Mario game and the most recent Mario game, you hear that bing, you know, or da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're transported to this place of joy. So that's what it's like for me, especially when I walk into E3 and I see the game right there. I get goosebumps. Yeah, it's fun. Hi.
Titus with Peak Review. I guess, how did you hear about becoming Mario? Like, how did you get the role as into playing Mario?
Well, you know, I was doing what actors do. I was sitting at the beach reading a book, waiting for the phone to ring. And a friend of mine called me up and said, hey, you should go crash this audition. It's for a trade show in Las Vegas. And I said, I am a professional actor. There is no way I would ever crash an audition. Where do I go? And I have no idea why I went. I had never done it before. I've never done it since. And I got off the beach. I got so lucky to find a parking space. I'm walking in the door as the producer is walking out the door with a cameraman with a bag under his arm. And I said, oh, hi, can I read for this? And literally there was that moment of like, oh, because he was down the street at the local pub by that, you know, in his mind. And he goes, all right, come on in. I'll set up the camera. You're an Italian plumber from Brooklyn. It's for this real-time animation system. We have no idea if it's going to work or not. You're going to have these things glued to your face. And when you talk, it's supposed to make a rollerball move, and that's supposed to make a computer make, you know, this thing in real-time animation. It's never been done before. So if it doesn't work, I'm not going to sit pay you to sit around drinking coffee. So make up a voice, make up a video game, start talking, and make up anything you want. I don't care. But when you run out of things to say, that's it, you know? And so, of course, Italian plumber from Brooklyn, you know, get out of my face, I'm working here, you know? I thought, well, that's not going to be fun to do for 9 hours a day if there are kids out there. So I thought, well, I'll do something nicer and more fun. And I had played Gremio in Taming of the Shrew a few years before, a 1947 adaptation. He said, you know, nice Italian guy, talk like this, you know, Signor Petruchio. And I thought, well, I'll do something like that. But I don't know anything about video games except the waka, 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 you know. I'm like, I wonder if I can do it. And I heard action. I said, hello, I'm a Mario. Let's make a pizza pie together. Obviously, I love food. And so I started making this theme about, you know, chasing each other with a pizza and then, you know, making a lasagna, then chase each other with a lasagna. And then once you catch somebody, you have to eat it, and then we make a tortellini, and they made and I just kept going spaghetti meatballs, riding around in lasagna pans, and I don't know what I said, but I kept going. Everybody else stopped. Everybody else, you know, hey, my name's Mario, I'm a plumber from Brooklyn, something like that. And they said, yes, thank you, because his direction was only one, don't stop. And everybody else stopped, which is interesting. But then again, there's that, I mean, you get the role of your lifetime. Not, you know, it takes you 20 years to get to that place where you can, you know, somebody throws the ball up and you go, yippee, you know? It's like there's that video online of like the dogs playing with the balloon, bumping the balloon. You know, it's like that's me. I'm a dog that, you know, I'll go chase a stick on the beach and that's what I'll do until you say stop, you know? So that's was just it. I still am. Hi.
Eric Chris from Fanside. Now you do have a few roles that aren't Mario. Yeah. Is there one of those that you really enjoyed having having recorded?
Well, you know, I really love doing Parthenax in Skyrim. You know, what brings you to the throat of the world? You know, it's just so, it's such a great character, and you know, and you know, Bit Trip Runner too. In Drip Runner 3, other than, I'm Charles Martinet, and you're not. You know, it just that, you know, working with people is fun. That's the thing about video games. It's just pure fun. And now, actually, BitTrip Runner 3 and Skyrim are coming to Nintendo Switch this year. So I'm like, yippee! I got this wonderful festival of joy for me. So yeah, I love that. There's a great thing about video games. You know, it's a huge amount of work. And then I come in at the end and I put a little frosting, you know, on the top of the cake after people, somebody grew the wheat and made the flour and did all the baking, all that stuff, and, you know, years of work. And I come in and I go, yippee, you know, let's have fun. And I get recognized for that. And so I think that's a tremendous honor and a tremendous joy, and not many people get to hear the effect that they have on everyone, but everyone does. You know, you have, you know, the stone that hits the pond and the ripples go out beyond the shore, and that's the way life is. But I get to see that because people say things to me like, you know, I played with my mom and dad, now I'm playing with my kids, you know, or now I'm hearing a lot, I played with my grandparents, and it was like, and I'm like, wow, you know, what an honor to be a part of something that touches so many families and so many people. It's really nice.
As you mentioned, you voiced roles from AAA titles to indie titles.
Yeah.
What are the differences in working between the two for them, for you?
Well, you know, I really am the dog chasing the stick on the beach, and it's what I believe about acting. You just do it. You know, you learn as much as you possibly can about human behavior, human interaction, all these things, why a character does things, the character arc, character this, character that, and then you just do it when you get to the session. And I do that whether I'm in an audition or whether it's a session, it's an end in itself. Now, when a company has no money, you know, it's still the same thing. You get to there, they turn on the microphone, and you get the ball, you get the stick. You just go and do it, you know? And so it's similar in the essence of the work itself, because for me, my creative expression is out of fun and joy and happiness. So if I'm playing the most evil villain or I'm playing the nicest little baby, you know, walking down the sidewalk, it's just me come in and have fun. So that's all I do. Yeah.
So you play Mario, but you also obviously you play Luigi, Wario,
yeah.
Waluigi. Did you have to audition for those roles as well, or did they just come in and say, oh, you know, can you do these other?
It's been gift after gift after gift for me. I was actually doing Mario, doing a tour of Mario, and little children would walk up and say, you know, hey, can I please talk to Luigi? And of course, we didn't have a Luigi done this in this real-time animation system. So I just started making up a Luigi voice. Oh, sure, hang on a second. But I think he's in the kitchen making spaghetti meatballs. Besides, he's pretty shy. Hang on, I'll ask him. Hey, Luigi! And I had all these rollerballs, so I couldn't go, yeah, what do you want? Because the mouth would move. And so I said, yeah, what do you want? Oh, my friend here wants to know if he would come out and say hello. Oh, no, tell him I'm in the kitchen making spaghetti meatballs. Besides, I'm too shy. Oh, he says he's in the kitchen making spaghetti meatballs. Besides, he's too shy. Oh, please. Oh, please. Sorry. Oh, he says, sorry. You know, so I just had this whole world off the TV set. And you can see children go like this. Looking over there. And the dad and mom are over there. And, you know, Luigi. So, you know, and then one day I walked in and there was, I think it was Mario Tennis. And all of a sudden, there was this marvelous character, Waluigi. One time I was at CES and all of a sudden, okay, we got this new character we want you to do. And it's Wario. So it's been one gift after a precious gift, you know. It's really, that's just been joy.
We have time for one more question.
One more question.
So we're here at Dragon Con, and yippee! As you mentioned, it is for all different types of fandoms.
Oh, it's so great.
And you're known professionally for video gaming, but what's your passion? What would you geek out over?
I geek out over other voiceover actors, you know? And I, you know, just I riding in the car and meeting somebody, what do you do? Well, you know, I do this and this. It's, that makes me just absolutely like, yay, you know? It's so fun to meet the people. And actually, cosplay geeks me out because I do my Instagram thing, you know, my Charles Martinet, it's a me, and I see cosplayers like, oh my goodness, I want to take pictures, I want to do, I think it's just so great. People's happiness and people's joy and people's sense of fun and abandonment into the joy in the process. And I have to say, huge gratitude for DragonCon for making things safe for people to be creative and be expressive and spend their joy creating and doing the things that they love to do, and making it a safe place is what it's all about for me.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, and come by and say hi. I'm doing autographs and photographs, and we'll have fun.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.